Hi there, everyone. This is Haley Mermelstein, and thank you for joining us on the call this evening. Some people are just still coming on the line now, so we'll get started in about 1 minute. Well, it looks like we have a pretty good turnout, and that even though I forgot to write that it was 9 p.m. Eastern time, that people seem to be figuring that out, so I'm glad that wasn't too confusing. Anyway, welcome. I'm just making sure everything's recording right, which it looks like it is. Alrighty, I think we're ready to go. So a couple of quick announcements, and then we'll jump into our meditation and our group healing. I think the big announcement is that my second book called Balance Your Chakras is actually at the printers and should arrive by the end of the week. So for those of you who enjoy the affirmations and would like to see them written out and organized by chakra, that book is has almost all the affirmations I use organized by chakras, and it's going to be a really useful book. It also goes into detail about how to do a Tongren chakra balancing treatment for yourself or others. My first book, simply called Tongren Chakra Balancing, is also available. It's available on my website. It's also available on Amazon as a Kindle for $1. So it's on sale right now, and I don't know how long I'll leave it at that price, but for now I just want it to be available for everyone who is interested in reading more about this healing system. So thanks again for joining us this evening. I think that's it for announcements that I have at the moment. Tonight we'll start with a guided meditation to bring in positivity and expansion and light. And then we'll do a group healing for everyone. But let's start with the meditation. And when we get to the Tongren chakra balancing, I'll explain that in a little bit more detail for those who are new to the call. And hopefully everyone who wanted to be on this call is on the call. all right. So I'd like to begin by having you bring your attention to your heart chakra. And you may even want to put your hands on your heart chakra. And begin to breathe into the heart chakra and exhale out through the heart chakra. Breathing in to the heart chakra and exhaling out the heart chakra. Continuing to breathe in and breathe out, feeling yourself beginning to center and settle. Letting your heart fill with a feeling of love and appreciation. I'd like you to reflect on your day today and bring to mind two or three things about your day today that you appreciate. And it can be something simple like the sun, or that you had food, or something more more elaborate. Anyway, just let yourself bring to mind two or three things and let yourself feel appreciation. If your hands get tired, you can put them by your side. And now this time, you can bring to mind, this time I'd like you to give thanks in advance for something that hasn't happened yet, but I'd like you to experience it as if it's already happened. So perhaps you're working on manifesting greater abundance or bringing more love into your life, or perhaps there's a material object you're working towards. I'd like you to give thanks as if it's already here and let yourself be filled with a feeling of gratitude and appreciation as if it's already here. So bring to mind one or two things you're working to manifest. And again, let yourself be filled with a feeling of appreciation as if it's already here now. Perhaps you're working on the healing of a relationship, or perhaps you have concerns about a child. Hold the vision and feel the feeling as if that situation is already resolved, and feel appreciation. Allowing your heart to continue to fill with love and appreciation. And this time, I'd like you to feel appreciation for yourself. I'd like you to bring to mind something you appreciate about yourself. And I'd like you to direct this appreciation towards yourself, taking a moment to really appreciate yourself. And continuing to keep your attention inward, I'd like you to affirm, "I appreciate you." You can do this silently. Or just listen to my words. I appreciate you. I love you. I value you. And I forgive you. And so now we're sending love and appreciation to ourselves. And again, the affirmation is, I love you. I appreciate you. I forgive you. And I value you. I love you. I appreciate you. I forgive you. And I value you. I love you. I appreciate you. I forgive you. And I value you. And what condition might heal in your body if you offered yourself unconditional love and forgiveness? What situations might resolve in your life if you let yourself off the hook? What might change if you could truly appreciate yourself? So often we look for validation from others. We want outside validation. What would happen if we gave ourselves the validation that we desired? And now letting your attention go outward, and letting your heart be filled with love, and beginning to radiate love out into the world, remembering that what you radiate comes back to you multiplied. And so letting your heart fill with love and radiating that love out into the world. Love. 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 I am a radiant being of light and love. I radiate light and I radiate love out into the world. I am a healing force in the world. I am a radiant being of light and love. I am a radiant being of light and love. I am love and love is all around me. I am love. And love is all around me. And letting your heart fill with love and allowing your heart to radiate this light and this love out into the world now. Love, love, love. And now letting your awareness continue to be outward and feeling all that empty space around your heart chakra. Feeling the empty space between your heart chakra and the walls of the room that you're sitting in. Becoming aware of all that space around your heart chakra. Feeling all that space around your heart chakra. And this time, becoming aware of all the space around your body, you can bring your attention to the top of the head and become aware of all the empty space above the top of your head. Feeling all that space above the top of your head. Feeling all that space above the top of your head. Going up, up, up into the heavens. And then feeling all the space around your body. Becoming aware of all the empty space around your body. When you become aware of empty space, it helps to balance the brain. Feeling all that space around you in space. Continuing to feel all that space around your body. Becoming pure awareness now. Pure consciousness. Merging with the oneness now. Feeling your oneness and your unity with all of life. I am one 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 with infinite love. I am one with infinite compassion. I am one with infinite power. I am one with infinite abundance. Connecting now with your expanded self, this part of you that isn't limited to a body. This part of you that is eternal, infinite, unlimited, expansive, vast. You are a vast and expansive being of light, having a human experience. Remember the truth of who you are now. You are infinite. You are vast. You are unlimited, and you are powerful. Connecting with that expansive self now. Connecting with that part of you that is infinite and unlimited. That part of you that is not limited to a body. that part of you that is pure awareness and pure consciousness. And let's take a moment now and sit in this expansive energy, connecting to this part of you that is expanded and not limited to your body. Feeling your expansive nature more and more now. And you can continue to sit in that vast and expansive energy, connecting with your expanded self, connecting with that bigger part of you that is unlimited and vast. And as you sit in this expanded energy, I'm going to do a tongue run chakra balancing for the group. I'm going to be tapping with my Tongren hammer on the Tongren doll on each of the seven chakras. The chakras are energy centers located along the front line of the body. And as I tap on each of the seven chakras, I'll be flooding each of the chakras with healing energy. And I will say an affirmation to help further heal and balance each chakra. And the theme is going to be healing our fear and stepping into greater power. And when we gather together as a group, and there's a group focus in this way, the energy that's available and the energy that comes through is more powerful than what we could generate individually. So you can sit in this expanded state, remain open, and let the energy go where it needs to go. And I'll begin by tapping on the crown chakra, flooding the crown chakra with healing energy. And the affirmation that comes to mind is, I am filled with positivity. I am filled with positive expectancy. I expect the best possible outcome. I give thanks in advance for the best possible outcome. I am filled with positivity. I am filled with positivity. I am filled with positivity and light. I am filled with positivity and light. I expect the best possible outcome. I expect the best possible outcome. All of life is conspiring in my favor. All of life is conspiring in my favor. Life is working with me to manifest what I need. Spirit is working with me to manifest what I need. Divine favor follows me wherever I go. All of life is conspiring in my favor. Moving to the third eye, I see with divine vision. I see as spirit sees. I look honestly at all of life. I see with divine vision. Moving to the throat chakra. I am filled with confidence. I am filled with confidence. I am confident in myself. And I am confident that Spirit is working with me to manifest what I need. I am confident that I can learn what I've come here to learn. I am confident that I can contribute what I've come here to contribute. I am confident that all of life is working with me to manifest what I need. I am confident that all of life is working with me to assist me in making my full contribution. I am confident in my path. I am confident in my path. I am filled with confidence. I am filled with the power of Spirit. I am filled with the power of Spirit. I am powerful. I am powerful, and powerful beings of light are all around me. I never work alone. I am powerful, and I radiate my power out into the world. I am powerful. I have the power to influence. I am powerful, and I use my power in service to all of humanity. I am powerful. Heart chakra. I am filled with courage. I am courageous. My love and my devotion help me to move through my fears so that I may do what is mine to do. I am courageous. I am courageous. Solar plexus. I allow. I accept. I surrender. I let go. I let go of my tight grip. I let go of my fears. I let go of how I think it should be, and I surrender to what is. And this is not the same as passivity. When you truly accept and surrender to what is, and you let go of your fear, enormous clarity can emerge about how to best be with a situation. You'll know when to take action, and you'll know when to wait, And this brings us to the identity chakra. When you let go of your fears and let go of your tight grip, you come into a deeper balance. And when you're in a deeper balance, you will know when to act and you will know when to wait. You will know when to step forward and when to step back. You will know when to speak up and you will know when to listen. You will know when to strive for more and you'll know when to let it be. And so I am balanced. I am balanced. I am balanced. I know when to act and I know when to wait. I know when to speak up and I know when to listen. I am balanced. And base chakra, I am spirit. I am infinite. I am eternal. I am vast. And therefore, I am safe. I am spirit. I am eternal. I am infinite, and therefore I am safe. I am spirit. I am infinite. I am eternal, and I am safe. And kidney one. Point at the bottom of the foot for peace, for deep, deep peace. And let's take a moment and sit in this energy, feeling this new balance, this new alignment. And while you're sitting in this balance and this alignment, I would like to send light to the group so you can continue to sit in this energy. And I'm going to channel divine light to everyone on the call and everyone listening to the recording. And this divine light is filled with love. It's filled with healing energy. It's filled with power and confidence and acceptance and balance and courage. And this light's going to bring you whatever it is you need. If you need more confidence, the light is going to bring you confidence. If you need more self-love, the light is going to fill you with self-love. If you need more power and strength, then the light is going to fill you with power and strength. If you need more gentleness and sensitivity, the light will fill you with sensitivity. And so open now to receive the light. Allow the light of spirit to shine down upon you and bring you exactly what it is that you need. And the beauty of working with light is that you do not need to know what you need. The light knows what you need. And so we'll channel this light now and send it to the group, so that we may all step into our full potential and bring our best self forward more and more. Continuing to open to receive the light. The light is there for each one of us. We don't need to deserve the light or you know, do something special for the light. Just the way the sun shines its light on everyone, this celestial light is shining down upon all of us and will bring healing to each one of us. And I'd like to give thanks that everyone on the call receives a healing tonight, that everyone on the call receives just what it is that they need, whether it's a physical healing, an emotional healing, whether some limited attitude or perception gets resolved. I'd like to just give thanks that everyone on the call receives that which they need this evening, whether it's something that they're aware that they need or not aware that they need. So thank you, Spirit, that each one of us has received the healing that we needed this evening. I'm continuing to open to the light now, allowing the light of Spirit to shine down upon you, filling you with love and confidence and power and strength and courage and trust and divine favor and healing. One other thing I'll add, just as you're sitting in the energy, is that I also have a YouTube channel with lots of videos with different themes. So if you want to watch some YouTube videos and experience more Tungren chakra balancing, you can just Google Haley Mermelstein and YouTube, and you'll find the station. So continuing to open to the light now, feeling the light of Spirit shining down upon you, bringing you strength and perseverance and courage and awakening the greatness that lies within each one of us. I'm going to let you continue to sit in that energy. And I think what I'm going to do next, we've been lately at the end of the call, as we get to the end of the night, I've been unmuting the line and just giving space if anyone has something they'd like to share from the phone call, whether it's an affirmation that spoke to you or an experience you had or even a question. I'd just like to open up the line for a couple minutes and see if anyone has anything they would like to share. So let me just figure out how to do this. Okay, we're unmuting the line. And we just do this kind of popcorn style. Sometimes a lot of people have things they want to share, and sometimes it's kind of quiet. But I just would like to see if anyone on the line has anything they'd like to share from tonight, particularly an affirmation that spoke to you or an experience you had. This might be a quiet night where there isn't too much to share. I'll just give one more minute just in case there's anything you'd like to say. And if there is something, let me see if the volume is turned up, so I can hear you if there's something you want to say. Okay, now the volume's turned up.
Do I have to hit?
Oh, no, it's all set. My volume was off, so I couldn't hear anyone speaking. So, sorry about that. So, what is it? Who is this?
Oh, sorry. There's two of us.
Oh, okay. And did you have something you wanted to share?
Yes. I want to say thank you for reminding to surrender, to let go, not hold so tight. Concerning my own health, but my son's father has stage 4 prostate cancer and Alzheimer's, and it's difficult because I guess it's like every moment is fresh and new. The person with the Alzheimer's, because, you know, for most of the moment, he's happy. And my son and I, it's difficult because we remember. So how do I find balance in that?
But it sounds like the concept of surrendering and letting go of the tight grip and just letting it, going into acceptance, was helpful for you.
Okay. Yeah, because it is what it is. And I guess that's a sentence I have to remember too. And what is, and to be grateful for what is.
Right. I understand it's certainly a challenge, but it sounds like from what you're saying that remembering to surrender and let go and accept, and then from there there'll be greater clarity about how to be with the situation.
Yes, and the acceptance part is the one I noticed it's not on there. Now you mentioned it other places, and I wrote that down, and I realized, oh, yeah, I'm holding on tight grip. There's the fear of how I would like it to be, but it is what it is, but it's the acceptance part, so I've got to really put for that and meditate on acceptance.
I understand. I'm meditating on something similar myself. Well, thank you for sharing. I really appreciate it. It helps, I think, for everyone, you know, when we reflect a little bit about what happened during the call and what spoke to different people, it's helpful for everyone. So thank you.
Yes, and thank you so much for your service.
My pleasure.
I'm looking forward to getting your book.
Oh, well, great. Yes, I will send an email out probably towards the end of the week, and it will be available on my website. Yeah, thank you. Does anyone else have something they'd like to share? Perhaps an affirmation that spoke to you or an insight? Well, I really appreciate all of you being on the call tonight. We had a really good turnout, and the energy was really strong. Let's see. If you're not already on my mailing list, you can go to www.trcbhealing.com, and then you'll be on my email list. I will I'll decide on what date in December we'll be doing our call, and I will let you all know ASAP. If you have any questions, feel free to email me, and I'll just open up the line one last time in case there's any last thoughts. All righty. Well, I will say goodbye to all of you and wish you a really good evening. And thank you once again for being on the call. I really appreciate joining together with all of you for healing and for the light that it brings in. So thank you and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Thank you, Haley.
You're welcome. Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.